Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Hello!
Hey, today's the day, everyone. This is my beautiful friend, the amazing Gabby Kowalski. So I met Gabby, I think it was 3 years ago now when I joined your amazing school, which since has then transformed into really a mission empire business school. And from working with you, my entire reality completely shifted on all levels, like business, finances, but also friendship, because we've had the opportunity to create a beautiful, very special friendship. And I've had the chance to come and see you a couple of times in Melbourne. And I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful for you. And there are so many amazing things that you do. Every time I see Gabby, I'm inspired. There is something that clicks because we have, of course, this amazing conversation, but also we have a lot of fun. I love hanging out with my friends because you have really, you're embodying everything that you share. Everything that we see on screen is literally you in real life as well. You're like this vibrant, generous, uplifting person. You always can see beyond the veils of our own illusion, but you also accept, you know, everyone as they are. I never hear you criticize anything. I just so welcoming, and you really hold the codes of the leadership of the new paradigm. You have created a movement, like really a big movement of people who get so inspired by you that they, you know, end up stepping into their own gift, creating their own reality, their own empires of light. And I know that you have many things that are evolving. Like you have created so many things from, you know, the Mission Empire School, the business school, also to Quantum Magic School, which is absolutely amazing. It's been running for a few years, and you have a magic school for kids as well, which is absolutely amazing. And you have many more projects always. You're always creating. And I'm very happy to have this conversation with you. I know there is a lot that you will be sharing, and I would love to hear from you, my love, what you have been up to, what it is that you want to share with you today.
Oh, hello, beautiful souls, and thank you. What a beautiful welcome. Oh my gosh. You know, for those of you that don't know, one of my top love languages is words of affirmation. They just make me feel really, it's like cuddles and words and quality time. That's all I need. So thank you. That was beautiful. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because I literally just did a beautiful 3-day retreat. It was actually a 5-day retreat at my home with a 3-day event inside of it for the New Earth Mission Collective souls, which, you know, amazing, beautiful beings ascending and building their mission empires of light within the fifth dimensional grids and stabilizing everything they build in the higher realm grids as well. And, you know, literally building the new earth from that place. And the topic for this event was, drumroll, leadership. Well, in and we went really deep on mission leadership, and I wanted to share a little bit of like what we went through, what we did over these days, and I wanted to share some of the codes with the souls listening, some of the beautiful templates, the new templates that are available for ascending souls, and to kind of have a conversation around the difference between, you know, third dimensional consciousness in leadership and what kind of leadership templates have existed in our civilization. And I mean our civilization, meaning because there's been many civilizations before us that have co-created with different templates than we have been yet. And to have a, and to share the beautiful 5D grids of leadership with the souls, because we did so much work anchoring these grids into the crystalline grids, expanding the crystalline grids in our event, and creating a whole portal system that enables leaders to literally go through ascension portals to receive the initiations of new paradigm, as you call it, leadership, to fully step in, because when we do this, the more we receive these beautiful higher realm leadership templates and codes and stabilize more into the fifth consciousness, we call back more of our soul. It's us that we're calling back. It feels so resonant. And there was literally one soul at the event that never could find herself fitting into the old leadership grid architecture and the new, because she didn't come to be in it. She came to be in the new grid architecture. So if it's okay, I kind of wanted to start by sharing a little bit about, what some of the pieces that make up the old grid and what some of the pieces that make up the new grid for a greater clarity, and to see what we're actually letting go of and what we're evolving and ascending, because we're either evolving and ascending the current leadership templates within us, or we are saying, thank you and goodbye to the ones that we're complete with, and they're off on their next adventure with somebody else or something else, and we are co-creating with new templates and new codes. And would that be okay? Okay, great.
Thank you, Shammo. I love it.
And so, when we look at the leadership grid that has been on this planet across realms, because I just want to, say that the third dimensional grid architecture has realms within it, if in case we haven't been talking about that during the summit. And there are lower realms and middle realms and higher realms within the grid. And so if we look at the third density construct does have someone's consciousness still be very egocentric, and it has someone be very much still within the personality, within this one life personality, and they haven't taken the journey yet fully to embody their higher self, to call back more of their soul consciousness, because the fifth dimensional ascension journey invites us to come into remembering that we're part of a soul consciousness, that, this version of me is still co-creating with another version of me, potentially in Lemuria or in Atlantis in leadership, and another version of me that exists how we would perceive future. Because in the fifth dimension, we're playing with the construct of network time, not linear time like in the third dimension. And network time simply means that everything exists at the same time, that we are interconnected, that this version of us right now is exactly where they're meant to be, and other versions of us are exactly where they're meant to be across time and space, and everything is literally co-creating, from a leadership perspective. If we're a leader, then we're a leader of something. And I imagine, we're talking to a lot of people that are stepping into the leadership of co-creating the new earth, co-creating a new way of being. And so therefore, as a leader in the fifth dimension, we would be co-creating with all aspects of ourselves, what we would perceive as future, past, present, alternate, parallel, that are holding the crystalline embodiment of higher realm leadership, and we form a collective with them. In 3D grids, it's different. In 3D grids, we are one. And so on one hand, in a 3D leadership templated architecture, we can feel the burden of everything on our shoulders. We feel the weight of it. It's a responsibility. A lot of people that step in and co-create in that architecture end up creating realities where there's no time freedom. It's actually very unabundant, that there come, it's a great responsibility with all of this power. And that's not to say that there isn't reverence. To me, in the fifth dimensional grid, there's reverence for our leadership and heartfelt reverence. In 3D, there's responsibility. I say that like an old man, I don't know why. And in the third grid architecture, if we're co-creating with that grid, if we've got programs, we've got codes or templates or plugins from that particular grid, conscious or unconscious, if we're still co-creating inside of that architecture, there's a few things that happen in that 3D grid in leadership. And a lot of people that step into leadership automatically find themselves in these realities, not even knowing how they're co-creating them, because this is all happening at the quantum, at the subconscious level, with the codes that are in those grids and the templates that are in those grids. And so we can find ourselves feeling like we've got the weight of the world on our shoulders. When our mission activates in 3D and we're still co-creating and we're connected to the 3D leadership grid, we can feel like we have to, that we, you know, like I have to get this done. And we can literally like sacrifice ourselves for our mission, sacrifice our health, our relationships. We can co-create with a distorted vantage point that's linked to scarcity. And because linear time in itself has a co-creation with scarcity, it co-creates with a, this is going to run out, time is going to run out. And in the third density consciousness, when we co-create with linear time, we believe that it can run out. In fifth dimensional co-creation with time as network, there's no such thing as running out. Think about it, it's a network, all these different versions of us everywhere, and every one of them having a lifetime, yet each lifetime is more like one day in this lifetime. We don't mourn yesterday. We see yesterday as part of our continuity. And every version of us is literally part of our continuity. So there's no more scarcity. As soon as we can accept this and embody more of a soul consciousness collective, and when we come into soul consciousness, like council as leadership, all these different versions of us across time and space that we're choosing to connect to are literally the voice and the thoughts that we channel. So we're then able to intercept, you know, if we've had lifetimes in leadership in the higher, in golden ages of Egypt, we've literally got access then to that wisdom, that skill set. And as a leader, we channel that. We've got that at our disposal. It's wonderful. It's quite the opposite of 3D because it's not on our shoulders. We actually need to take it all off our shoulders and then plug into the network and become a part of the collective, soul collective that we truly are, and know that it's all of us working together. And then this then evolves even more, because once we've embodied this form of leadership, we can then step into a greater collective with the other souls on the planet and come into a collective with them, knowing that every single new earth leader on the planet is serving one mission. There's no competition. There's no one to, you know, because if we look at 3D grids, 3D grids and the solo then creates realities where leaders fight amongst each other. This has been happening in our civilization for quite some time. And it's because they're under the illusion that they're separate. It's because they, you know, and it's a filter. It's definitely not the unified truth. And so inside of the 3D leadership grid, someone can feel alone, like the weight of everything's on their shoulder. If they're building a beautiful mission empire, AKA a mission business, they can find themselves literally quite bogged down by so much. And it's not until they let go of these old templates and plugins and step into the fifth dimensional grids of leadership and upload the plugins of and the templates and codes of co-creation. And specifically, when we look at the difference between the two, in the third, there is a lot of initiations into high performance, you know. So a lot of people, in order to actually feel comfortable inside of the 3D leadership grid, most people need to be high performers, overachievers, high achievers, able to endure a lot, you know, because the grid itself asks the people to be even, you know, whatever, what no one's willing to do, you need to do it. If other people are working 9 to 5, you work 9 till 9. The hustle, you know, more. And it's very action-based. So the third dimensional leadership grid is action-based. The fifth dimensional grid is frequency based. It's a co-creation with frequencies. It's a remembering that the very fabric of reality is first weaved with frequency, then action is the last step. And in the 3D grid, action precedes frequency. If you throw enough action at it, something will work. Whereas in the fifth dimensional leadership grid consciousness, we're reminded that at every moment we are asked to co-create with frequencies. And to me, it's been a journey of choosing to have three frequencies as part of my leadership council, and they're literally all my right hands. You know, they are that is leadership to me. Can I share what the three frequencies are?
Please, I cannot wait. I was like, next question. I don't Please, madam. Yeah.
The first one is love, co-creating with the frequency of love. And love does not mean martyrdom. Love does not mean I sacrifice myself for others. There's been distortions in leadership around loving because there's been leadership's styles that have, there've been leaders that have still held templates of rescuing and hero, and love has looked like rescuing everyone. That's not what I mean by love. Love to me is a frequency that sees the soul of another person. And then when they see the soul, they realize every person, every being is a fractal of source, is a powerful creator of worlds. And so love sees the greatness in others. And therefore, the love within leadership has leaders create more leaders. It doesn't have leaders create more followers. Mm-hmm. It's quite the opposite. In the third density architecture, leaders create followers, and there's hierarchy templates to co-create with, gurus and pedestals and thrones to sit upon. In the third dimensional architecture of the higher realms, we're being asked to continue expanding leaders. That there's leaders and leaders and leaders, a different architecture. Everyone is sovereign, and we co-create together in a unified field, in a circular formation, instead of, you know, where it literally gets to be horizontal, not vertical. It's like, here I am, and I remind you that you are powerful beyond words. And as you step into your leadership, your gifts come online and you serve the community at the highest. And boom, 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 boom. And the second frequency, and by that it means that we literally be like, okay, what would love do? In every moment, we're like, what is the most loving? What is the frequency? How can the frequency of love be present today even more? The second frequency that we co-create with here is the frequency of light. And what I mean by light is that we actually choose to co-create with a high quota of pure crystalline light, which means that we're tapping into the crystalline libraries, the intelligence. The highest intelligence and wisdom of the multiverse is inside of light, light technology and light codes. The more light we can embody into our body, the more love we can embody into our body. We're literally accessing the highest versions of our soul network, which means we're co-creating with the most crystalline leadership versions of ourselves across our oversoul. And we're upgrading every other timeline, every other version of ourselves. This is literally ascension. As a leader, when we choose to co-create with love and light and expand our love and light quota, we're ascending at such a rapid rate. And this is what's like anchoring the crystalline grids, expanding them, like stabilizing new earth realities and timelines. Because leaders hold timelines in the 5D. They hold realities. Yeah. They know that they're able to hold something in one lifetime that may not even be actualized in this incarnation. It could be that they're one of the holders of many incarnations of a very specific, you know, vision and grid. And this is, to me, leadership at that level. It's legacy, it's soul legacy. Whereas in the 3D, there's still a co-creation with the scarcity of I've only got this one life and it ends and I want all my things now. And there's, you know, which takes me to the third frequency, and that's the frequency of abundance. Expanding our abundance quota, having our heart be full of love, abundance and light. And when this is present, the leader is fully anchored into their fifth dimensional architecture, and then co-creating with their sixth and seventh and continuing their ascension journey. And it's, this is how it shows up though, that, you know, if something comes into the field where the leader might feel even a pinch of scarcity or worry or fear, the leader instantly sits and upgrades their abundance quota, expands their abundance quota, you know, consciously takes that as a, it's time to grow, you know. And as they expand their abundance quota, the fear disappears, the scarcity disappears, the whatever the thought stream was disappears. And one of the ways that we can do this is by asking our other beautiful collectives, tuning into the most abundant version of ourselves in the quantum and saying, what is our truth? How do you see this? Share with me, download with me a stream of codes that has me view this situation in the way you see it. Expand my abundance quota now so we can collectively, you know, anchor even more light onto this planet. And this to me is such a different way of leading. This to me is the new paradigm of leading, when we co-create so beautifully with love, with light, with abundance, that we look around and we see every other beautiful soul that shares their message and their gift as one of the team, that we completely let go of any form of competition within the industry of spiritual evolution. And we see ourselves as brothers and sisters united in one mission together, and know that each of us, some of us are sharing like similar gifts with people. And that's because we were never meant to do it alone. We were always meant to have an abundance of support around us. The reason why there's so many other spiritual teachers on the planet is because that is the abundance that we stepped into. So we don't need to carry it on our shoulders. So we can have a week off and go on a holiday while other leaders continue holding and stabilizing and sharing. And this to me is what the new paradigm of leadership is.
Yes. Ooh. But you share that, my dear. It's absolutely amazing. I love how well you put all of these very potent concepts into, you know, reality, because it is quite challenging to, I feel like, for a lot of people to know where their own blocks and limitations are. And often I feel like people, they look too much at the smaller picture. And I speak that in my case as well. This is the current problematic. But if we were to take a bird's eye view and to really grow from a fifth dimensional perspective, with using the frequencies that you have talked about, oh, is this love, is this light, is this abundance, then instead of being in this scarcity mindset or this problematic of competition or feeling unworthy and so on, is like, boom, I am actually observing that as my fifth dimensional embodiment right now. What would I say to my current, you know, problematic? It's just like, let's be creative and ask for help. This is a subject that has been coming quite a bit during the summit, and I love that you share that. Ask for help from your other selves, from your beings of the light, from the councils that you work with, and even other humans, because we are not alone. And this is something that is also very outdated. It's like you are alone, responsible for this gigantic empire and all of this money. And so if something goes wrong, it's all on your shoulders. And we feel that because this is still very present in the matrix in which we evolve every day. And so we feel that, and it's like, often other, where we can hear from other people that haven't done the work of upgrading their reality yet. And it's like, oh, you're right. So like, I'm not ready to take such level of responsibility. But when we can change our perspective, you know, following everything that you have shared, all of it is like, oh, it could actually be easy. It could be, it's not always going to be easy, because the inner work is needed, and we need to, you know, to do what's necessary, but it can be done with play, it can be done with fun, and it can be done in co-creation with others, as well as our other selves. So I would love to for you to really share with us, if you don't mind, more, how do you do personally to get your inspiration that keeps you going into expanding? Because you always have, so you are able to ground into this reality what you perceive is needed for your tribe, and you also have these future timelines that you are anchoring. So how do you receive like this level of inspiration? How do you play with that into feeling in the field? Okay, this is what needs to be stabilized now. This is what's a little bit floating, but what needs to be stabilized in the future. Can you tell us more about how you master that art, that you do it so beautifully?
Thank you, Angel. Oh, so the truth is that it actually did take discernment and work. There was a time in the past where I would get excited about something and just want to share it. And I share this because there, you know, to me, leadership does take us on, like divine leadership takes us on an ascension journey. And part of that journey for me was discernment. And it was stopping to really feel and calibrate to what part of my empire, you know, requires what at a specific time for it to be in the greatest harmonic resonance with its highest potential, and it's, you know, and maintaining this beautiful flow. And so I still remember a time where I would download cool things, technologies, and I'd use them and I'd be like, oh my God, this is awesome. And then I'd want to go share them with souls in that were in my program. And the truth is that at that time, you know, there was probably like a few percent people that could receive what I was sharing, and the rest of them couldn't, because I didn't ask in that moment, you know, are they ready for this? I didn't have a grid, you know. So if I even look at this, like, I have every one of my offerings is a temple of ascension. New Earth Mission Collective is a temple of ascension. It's a full quantum architecture, a beautiful quantum temple with a grid built into it. And all the people that come have the soul frequency to receive the codes. Literally, there's a co-creation at a much higher level than the physical planes for them to be there. And I can tune into that temple and to the people that are there and know exactly what they need. I channel for them. I can hold all the different pieces that I wish to share with them and know at what percentage they're ready for something, and then know exactly how to prepare them for it, meaning that the conversation changes. It's like, okay, whew, you know, like, we're so tapped in that I'm channeling from the temple architecture, and the temple is telling me exactly what to share with these people. It's telling me how and when. And there are times I'll hold on to something for 2 months, and I'll be like, you know, because I'm receiving to share it at the next event, for example. And the human in me is like, oh, but I want to share it now. If you know me at all, I get very excited. I'm not good at surprises. Yeah, I'll just tell you everything. And so there's this, okay, the precision of wait. And, you know, and then I'll even like, because I'm curious. I'm like, tell me, what is the high? Show me the highest timeline. What's the highest potential? And asking these questions. And I literally spent 6 months, I remember, in 2019, going deep into slowing down and being like, okay, what is precise for you? And 6 months of like very consciously doing this with all of my different offerings until I could embody this new channeling construct fully. And now it's effortless. It just happens automatically. Yet that's what I did. It was slow down. And then, you know, looking at, well, who is this? Like, when I receive something to share, who is this for? Is this just, because this is a huge one. Is this just for me? This is a new one. There was times where I didn't even think of a possibility where what I was receiving could just be for me and my journey at this stage, and not to be shared with anyone. And so I have temples within my Mission Empire grid, which are just my temples with codexes that I'm working with and doing missions with Gaia, that have nothing to do with teaching others or creating content or doing any of this. And they're because they are for my own personal missions and my own personal ascension. And so then there's this, okay, is this just for me? And, or is this for, which is it for New Earth Mission Collective? Is it for Magic School? Is it for Codex of Abundance? Is it for Mission Empire Builder? And this happens automatically. Is this to be shared publicly with the world? And then there are times where I'll literally download to do global events that share very specific codes and templates and grid activations with the whole world. And before I do this, I'll always share pieces within all of my temples. So all the people that are receiving from me in my courses receive certain codes and certain like templates first. They support the stabilization of the new architecture onto the planet. And then I'll share something new with the world. And then the world supports the integration of that new codex. And this is how it's done. If you're feeling it, this is what to me is leadership. It's having been able to hold all the different pieces of your empire effortlessly, because you've expanded yourself into a place where they all fit. Like, the grid is so much bigger, it could hold even more than I'm currently navigating and playing. It's so spacious, if this resonates. And I also do believe that in order for us to do this, it is the expansion of our love, our light, and abundance quota. That as these three quotas become so beautifully expanded within us, then we're able to hold large, empire architecture, and it's it's like holding a phone, you know, it's no different to just being like, okay, I got my cup of cocoa and my phone, and it becomes more effortless. Yet if you're someone who would like to, if you're listening to this and you would like to co-create in this way, my invitation is to slow down and to go into your heart and to literally like ask each codex before you share it, if it's for that person, if it's for those people, because all codes are living consciousness, and tune in. And then, and so, yeah, so this is it. Sometimes I'm the one holding the codes, and I'm the only one playing with them until they are ready to be shared. And I get so excited when they're ready to be shared, and they tell me, the codes tell me, the technologies tell me when they're ready to be shared. Even now, having this conversation with you is perfectly aligned, and talking about these two grids in this way is so aligned, because we've just done all this work on it, that inside of my inside of the New Earth Mission Collective, as a collective of group, we've literally been playing with and anchoring this. So now I get to share it inside of your summit, which is sharing it with more people. Does that answer your question?
Oh yes. And even more than that, this is amazing. I love what you share, because knowing you personally and having spent time with you, I can really, share with everyone that the way I see that you live your life with so much spaciousness and so much time for fun and play and joy and spontaneous things. Like sometimes I would just come to your place and it's like a bit of a misunderstanding. I'm coming and I'm bringing the kids. And it's like, all right.
Like, okay.
Sorry. I had shared that 2 months ago. I completely forgot to confirm.
Sandrine literally had said, hey, I'm thinking of coming. I'm visiting, you know, like whatever, be like now saying, I'm thinking of coming in September and coming to stay. I'm like, okay, cool. Awesome. Let me know. Like, you know, she never lets me know until a couple of days before she's flying in. I mean, she was on her way back from India. It was so funny, but of course.
So on top of that, I was bringing my daughters and I was like, oh, and usually I'm so organized, but what I love is that, like, you have, there's so much openness in your field, so much abundance of time, and you are so connected to joy, fun, and play, that anything that happens, you know, in life, in your private life, like with friends like me that come in, but unexpected, and also with your own mission empire, is like you have the capacity to hold it at the highest, because you're not stressed, you're not completely maxed up with anything. You have really the ability to always connect as well, you know, with your client, with your student, because I was one of them. And sometimes you just, you know, get in touch with me and say, how are you doing? I feel that there's lots of things happening in your field. Do you need to like hop on a quick chat? Or like, I have a few codes for you that have been coming. And I was like, oh my God, yes. So like the ability that you have to actually live in this fifth dimension already and call people in to step into that reality, to walk alongside it with you, I feel it's like unprecedented. I think that you are the one that I know in my field that is really embodying it. And it's really revolutionary.
I also recently did a beautiful global event called the Ascension Path of Abundance, which is available as a replay to anyone that would like it. You can find it on my website in free resources tab, or if you can't find it, like look at my socials, you'll find it somewhere in the last couple of weeks, or even just reach out and we'll share it with you. And this is where we took the globe on a journey to start taking their nervous system out of the money grid and to begin the journey of entering into their soul abundance grid, which are new 5D grids that are available to co-create with money and sovereignty, to leave the 3D money grids, because the 3D money grids have us enmesh our nervous system into money. And then it's just an interesting journey. You know, it's like when there's lots of it, yay. When there isn't much of it, I'm dying. And when we're no longer co-creating this way, we can go well beyond those realities. So that's available for everyone as a gift as well, all over my socials.
I love this. Thank you so much for sharing that, Gabby, because I want to share with everyone as well, for the people who haven't worked with you before, that Everything that you share live as a human being is absolutely next level. But what we often don't realize is the actual amount of work that we receive in the quantum. I remember when I joined your program, I could just feel the energy working on me. And I didn't really know how to explain it, but I could just feel it. And as I tuned more and more into what was going on, I could feel myself shifting realities. And I really, to start with, every time I would receive an activation from you, I would be knocked out for like 2 weeks. I eventually stabilized and it was like, oh, just bring it on, another one, you know. And the ability that we can, how we can receive more and more of this light that comes from light leaders, because when we share with this kind of like very advanced libraries of light, the energy that flows through us as a vessel of light is such high level of frequency that if we are experiencing this stress, scarcity, or if we have density in our body because our body is full of toxins and so on, it can be challenging to receive and to really feel the full spectrum of what we are actually receiving. But when we say yes, we know that we can very quickly increase our ability to receive what is flowing through the channel, through the teacher, like through the mentor, like you. And then it's fascinating because you can see your life shifting in front of your eyes, and it's just a couple of months later. But to me, it's like 1 year, you know, 1 year cycle from, you know, signing up with you to really having taken the steps to practice, you know, more embodiment, to receiving more. It's just like the reality is completely different. It's like, it's not the same. And my daughters were a witness to that because they were old enough to know the difference between before and after mom worked with Gabby. And so sometimes we talk about it. It's like, mom, it's so bizarre because I think about our old life and how we are now. And I still sometimes don't understand how it happens so much. And I say to them, yes, it's just, you know, like when you follow your heart and you say yes to joining amazing life-changing programs and really building yourself up to vibrate at a higher level and follow your inner guidance, it's like there's no way that you cannot upgrade your reality because this is law. You know, what you put out there, what you vibrate, what you are able to receive, what you say yes to is what you're going to receive eventually. So it's like when we say yes to one of your program, when we say yes to following some of the leaders that we have had here. So basically it's like investing energy, investing time, investing money in our own spiritual evolution. It's like so many outdated templates drop, veils of illusions have been removed, like subconscious programmings are being shifted, and then we find ourselves in a new reality just because we said yes. And I know that many people that follow us, and it might have been you, I know it was me back, you know, a couple of years ago. It's like, ooh, I can feel this new reality. I can feel that everything is there. I can relate to what Gabby and Sandrine are sharing right now. How do I actually step into that reality? Step by saying yes. Step by saying yes to receiving, by doing the inner work. Step by saying yes to changing your narrative. So your narrative actually is the vibrational representation of the reality that you're stepping into, which is something that you called me upon when I visited you sometime. And I was experiencing so many oscillation in my reality. It's like, can I tell you something? You tell me, I said, yes, please. It's your narrative. Just shift your narrative. It's like, oh yes, because sometimes we know and we for a while, and then life happens and then we find ourselves, what's happening again to me? It's like, nothing is happening to you. Somehow you shifted your vibrational point, and you from that shifted vibrational point, the narrative shifted, and then boom, 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 boom. So it's a bit of a, like an oscillation. Like catch yourself up, shift your narrative, and then say yes to receiving. So this is why I'm so grateful that you and so many of our leaders are here to share so many codes of light, of ascension, of new paradigm, and also sharing so many free gifts with everyone, because everyone watching now and on the replay, you signed up for this. It's a free event, but it is your responsibility to actually go, you know, and say, oh, I love that, you know, that talk, that conversation with that leader. Go there, you know, receive all the free things. And if you feel that you are called into joining some of the programs, do it. You know, this is why we are here. this is to share all of these unique libraries of light. So I'm really super grateful for you, my dear friend, for everything that you offer. And I would love to know if there is any wisdom that you would have for people that can feel this inspiration and that they might have, oh, you know, like we want to do all the things because the world is amazing. I want to do this program, this program, this program, this program. And I don't know which one to choose. I don't know where to go from there because I know that you personally offer many different ones and sometimes like, oh, I want to do them all. Do you have any advice or any wisdom on how really to tune into your own heart or your own soul and how to connect to what is the most aligned and then say, yes, stepping in that reality, signing up?
Absolutely. And it's kind of funny too, because this is why for me, we have course consultations. So if anyone wants to work with me, they book a course consultation and sometimes they're like, yeah, I want to do Codex of Abundance. And then after the course consultation, they end up in Magic School or they end up in New Earth Mission Collective. So we guide them and we support them in this. And therefore, I know exactly how to answer your question. And the way that we do this is by spending time and attuning to our timelines. It's literally, when I talk to a soul and guide them into the offering and into the temple that I feel most aligned for them, I ask for access to their timelines and I literally look into their timelines, their highest potential timelines, and I weave together and I see exactly, and then I'm able to share with them. For you to do this yourself, it really isn't that challenging. You sit there and You go in through your heart consciousness, breathe into your heart, go into your heart, like make yourself this tiny little fractal, go into your heart, into the quantum, through the eye of your heart, into your quantum realm, and go into the timelines of the different offerings and literally allow yourself to go right in the middle of being in the frequency of that offering, feel what it feels like. Go to the end, feel what it feels like. Then come back and go into the next offering, go into the middle of it, feel what it feels like, you know, receive, go to the end, go 6 months beyond completing it, feel what it feels like. Then, so if you, you know, if you've got three that you're considering, then go into each one, spend time, and then come back and be like, okay, which one, Hutana, you know, which one is the most precise if I was to place it first? If I was to take that journey, which one excites me more? This is which one expands me more? You know, sometimes one of them might be like, whoa, that's a big one. You know, ooh, you know, have I got the capacity to be in a big one like that right now? Sometimes I feel like this is a piece around abundant leadership that isn't present in the 3D grids. In the 3D grids, leaders are told to go, go, go. And they usually live in their panic zones, in their stretch zones, their adrenals burn out. They push themselves way beyond. And even though they do achieve things in the physical planes of existence, and it is a way of creating, it's not the highest. It's not the most joyful. It's definitely not the most abundant. So sometimes we may not have the energetic capacity to go into something. Maybe there's just a lot going on in our world, and you know, and so you could be like, yes, I want to do this program, and when you feel in it, you're like, whoa, this is a lot. This is going to be a really rough 6 months for me, because the higher the frequency of the program, the more it has us release. So if the program has a really high light quota, and you, if you're still in the earlier stages of letting go of 3D architecture, you could go into a very high frequency temple of light, and it won't be pleasant. In the sense of, unless you prepare yourself for it, unless you're like, okay, for the next 6 months, I'm going to sleep, I'm going to purge, I'm up for clearing, I'm up for, like, you know, doing more in 6 months than most people do in three lifetimes. Then you can do that. Yet imagine if someone comes into that experience with already burnt out adrenals, with a lot of trauma. It can be too much for them. And so this is why we talk to every single soul, because we know that our temples are for people that have already done a lot of work. And because the codes that we share are extremely advanced. In the past, we've seen what happens when someone comes into one of our temples and they can't hold the frequency, and it's, you know, like, it's a lot for them, like all their shit comes to the surface and it's too much, you know. So that's my recommendation. as a leader, we stop, you know, we go into the time grid of now. This is co-creating with fifth dimensional time, which is network time, and having us be able to be like, okay, these are all the different things available. As a leader, I choose with discernment. And what does this feel like? And it's interesting too, because right now I'm in the process of, with my dear friend Kelly, who's also in the summit. Has she spoken yet, or is she speaking later today, or has she done her thing?
Yeah.
Great. Well, Kelly and I are purchasing land to build magic camp for kids and a retreat center called Magic Camp that adults can come to as well. Yeah, as part of a project for supporting the ascension of our future leaders. Yet it's interesting because just the looking at the way that I've been doing this, traveling to the land, spending time with the land, I sit with the land in the quantum and go deep, like we're talking, because it's in Australia. I've been going 40,000 years back with the ancestors and to receive full co-creation, going deep with the elementals, going deep with the spirits of the land, going deep with the just with the like minerals and the water and the tree network. And does this make sense? Like, it's like this big multi-dimensional. I've received a yes from the land, and it's 100% like, yep, we can do what we want to here. And then there's this other piece of, you know what, Kelly and I are going to go and we're going to stay in this area for like a week and a half, and we're going to live life. We're going to hire a boat, and like, we're just going to live our life and feel what it feels like, because this is what it means to be a true leader making a decision. We go deep into the quantum, into the physical. Does this make sense? And that doesn't mean, because I share this because some leaders make decisions really fast, yet it's not an embodied discerning decision. And yes, like, leaders do need to make decisions, and we cannot be, if we take too long, we don't build much. So on the flip side of it, the people out there that find it really challenging to make a decision because they have a lot of fear that they're co-creating with, they also have some work to do there. And this exact process can support them too. The ones that make their decisions too fast, you know, they're like, yeah, that land's great, let's buy it, let's move there, without even settling into it. That particular architecture is not as abundant. Kelly and I were going to be buying land a year ago in a really hot part of Australia in North Queensland, beautiful land, amazing. And we co-created with the old architecture of fast decision-making. In the last year, I've been on a huge journey with my own soul family, receiving the templates of abundant decision-making, abundant choice. And I'll never forget this. This particular land, we found it, and we were like, oh my God, you're it. We can totally build a temple of light here, a full fifth dimensional like architecture retreat. And I, at the time, was like, yep, let's go. Without, you know, really like slowing down to remember that half of the year is too hot there for me, I'd have to leave. And because I, like, it's really hot there, like it's really, really hot. In summer, ridiculously hot, like, oh, you know. And we were literally about to buy a 150-acre, you know, property with a biodynamic farm on it already. Like, it was like buying shoes that were eight sizes too big for us, you know. We were like, yes, we could grow into it, but man, the journey could be quite full on for our little human selves who had not managed a farm, who had not had land like this before. And so I remember I was lying in bed and tuning into this, and my soul family said, remember that there's an abundance of highest timelines, that you were shown this land so you could recognize the signature frequency and to be taken on an initiation, because I still had to go through that whole initiation with the spirits. And I was like in the quantum, like talking to the spirits, the ancestors, the elementals. There was a council with like the rivers and the animal represent. It was like full on, like I got to be initiated with how to truly co-create multidimensionality with land instead of just buy it and build on it, like, you know, the savages do. And yeah, my soul family was like, look, there's an abundance of timelines. There's an abundance of these types of properties around the planet. You now know what it feels like. Go find the one that is 1 million, like it's so delicious. And so Kelly and I've been traveling and just exploring. It's been a beautiful exploration. And now we're at a place where we believe we're here, and still we're going to go and stay, and we're going to go stay and live there, you know, for a little bit and live our life the way we do it. And because we love to be on the water, we're going to, like I said, rent a boat and a jet ski and, you know, like live our life the way we normally live it. And if in that full immersion, it's like, yes, then we're going to build the first beautiful magic camp temple. I trust that serves and that answers your question. That as a leader, go in and explore the timelines. And then choose the one that your heart is telling you, and always do it with love. Check if there's any frequency of fear, any frequency of FOMO, and work with that frequency first and come back to love, abundance and light. And if we do this, oh my gosh, we shift into the, like, it's wow.
Yes. Oh, this is so amazing, Gabby. Thank you so much for sharing that, because it's quite practical as well. So people can really use that now. I'm so grateful for you. You're so amazing. I cannot wait to come one day uninvited.
Or invited, which
hello.
Hello. It's me again.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to give you more words of appreciation. So words of appreciation flowing. Thank you, my love. Thank you very much for this amazing transmission. I really love you and I really admire you. And I really encourage everyone to come and check everything that Gabby is doing. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. And if I can just really quickly say that, you know, Sandrine, you're incredible. And for those of you that don't know, I've also had private sessions with Sandrine and the council, the Acturian Beautiful Council of Light, many times, and they've been there supporting me in my own leadership. So, you know, like, it's been wonderful to have the resource that, for me personally, I really enjoy having a team of, like, beautiful light beings. And I'm so grateful to have Sandrine as a trance channel and a powerful channel to not just not like not only as a friend, yet to be able to co-create with her service too. And there's been many times where Sandrine and the Turing Council have come in and have shared beautiful things that have supported me and my trajectory as a leader, as a mission soul, my ascension, heaps of amazing things. And there's been a couple of times where I literally reached the edges of my known universe. And every time, every now and then, as leaders, we will reach the edges of our grid. We'll reach the edges of our known universe, and we are invited to expand because we're all ascending. And these couple of times where this has happened, where I'm like, okay, the Sandrine and the Acturian Council have been a profound support. Like, I literally felt them call me, and I'm like, Sandrine, can I have a session with you? And then next thing you know, we're having a session, and then my whole universe shifts and expands, and it's unrecognizable. And so I share, I'd like to express that to you. And I love your work and what you're doing on the planet. And yes, you're my dear friend. And I also really love what what you bring to the world and who you are. And yeah, the massive puzzle piece you are into the full stabilization of the new earth. I love you so much.
Oh, thank you, Gabby, for your words. Oh. Look at the physics all over. Lots of love. And everyone, thank you for being there. Thank you, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.